They could strike in less than 2 weeks. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. And if rail workers walk off the job, the nation's freight traffic would come to an abrupt and sudden halt. 4 out of 12 unions have rejected a tentative contract deal. President Biden is said to be monitoring developments.
Back in September, Biden took credit for averting that strike. But that deal is now in danger. This time, Biden says he's not jumping in to help negotiate, however.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. A rail strike could put the brakes on the busy holiday shopping season. Consumers are already coping with inflation. Stores in Georgia that hope to attract shoppers are competing with polling places. Early voting has begun in some counties ahead of next month's Senate runoff between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker.
Warnock had 37,000 more votes last time around. He failed to hit 50%. For that reason, there is a runoff in Georgia. It's been an incredibly expensive election, both sides pouring more than $30 million into television ads for this runoff election alone.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. An arrest in Texas following a holiday shooting.
Houston police say a man forced his way into a home Thanksgiving night and opened fire, killing a woman and a man and injuring a 15-year-old and another man who were taken to a hospital.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the suspect who is believed to be the ex-husband of one of the victims, is facing 2 counts of capital murder. A Maryland gun shop is missing multiple long guns after the store was looted early on Black Friday. Police in Rockville say the suspects crashed a black car into the store to gain entry, although the owner says damage is minimal. Nobody has been caught yet. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Thanksgiving morning could have turned out far differently in Florida, where police say a woman almost drove her SUV into a large group of runners.
But for the actions of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, the Thanksgiving Day turkey trot in St. Petersburg, Florida, could have ended in tragedy. Ashley Lauren Morgan of St. Pete was arrested and charged with multiple counts, including reckless driving and leaving the scene of a crash Thursday. Cops say Morgan was doing 60 in her late model Range Rover while headed straight for the coffee pot turkey trot. They say the 38-year-old refused commands to stop as she drove around marked patrol vehicles and safety cones. Police finally stopped her before she hit the roadway, where nearly 3,000 runners were competing in the 5K race. No indication Morgan was drunk or high behind the wheel. She was released from the county lockup after posting bail of more than $10,000. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Despite chilly temperatures, migrants are still making the journey to the southern border. Many of them are given Mylar blankets when they get there.
More than 230,000 migrant encounters reported for last month. That is the first new month of CBP's fiscal year, and it is a nearly 40% jump from October of 2021.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. Yesterday, 2 more buses carrying migrants from Texas arrived in Philadelphia. A story of survival in the Gulf of Mexico after a man plunges from a Carnival cruise ship.
No one saw this 28-year-old man fall in, but somehow, after it's believed he spent up to 21 hours treading water, he was spotted by a tanker ship then located by the U.S. Coast Guard. The man was found responsive but exhibited hypothermic-like symptoms, according to rescue crews.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.